Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for April 14th, 2024, from the Book of Jude, The Weight of Words, Understanding the Impact of Our Speech According to Jude. Previously, we heard Jude recount the encounter between the Archangel Michael and the devil who was disputing over Moses' body, highlighting Michael's humble deference to God's authority by refraining from pronouncing judgment upon the devil. This narrative underscores the importance of humility and reverence, acknowledging God's sovereignty, even in spiritual conflicts of the great significance. Through this example, Jude encourages believers to trust in God's ultimate authority and judgment, especially when faced with challenges to their faith. So let's continue with the book of Jude. From Jude, verse 10. But these people blaspheme all that they do not understand, and they are destroyed by all that they, like unreasonable animals, understand instinctively. Now, previously, backing up a little bit more in Jude, Jude was talking about the rebellious behavior of the people of Israel, about Satan, and even within certain people within the church. And so now here, Jude describes the behavior, again, of certain individuals who blaspheme against things they do not comprehend. They speak disrespectfully about matters beyond their understanding, demonstrating a lack of reverence and wisdom. Additionally, this verse compares them to unthinking animals, suggesting that they are driven by instinct rather than reason. Ultimately, their ignorance and disrespect leads to their destruction, highlighting the consequences of rejecting God's knowledge and truth and acting impulsively upon their own desires. Now, as Christians, we need to hear this verse from Jude and learn very carefully, because our own actions and our words extend very well beyond us. They have an impact on other people. My words and actions may encourage someone. My words and actions may also discourage someone. But it's just not about the one someone who is being encouraged or discouraged. That person also interacts with other people around them. So all of a sudden, my words have an impact upon hundreds or thousands of people, and I didn't even realize it. Especially in today's world with social media. Well, you're listening to this recording, and it gives me some statistics of how many people listen to it. And I'm greatly appreciative of those statistics, but it really doesn't tell me how you've been impacted by this message. And it doesn't tell me whether that impact upon you, if it had any effect, made any influence upon other people around you. And this is the point that Jude is getting at. Our words and actions have more impact in this world than we realize. As Christians, our first reaction may be to feel a little bit guilty. Why? Well, let's be honest. Because sometimes we haven't always encouraged. We often have spoken words that we wish we didn't speak and that we could retract. But just as we find it impossible to retract, it gives the gravity to the situation about how much impact our words actually have. But thanks be to God, we do have a Savior who knows our very words, who knows our very thoughts, and He still loves us and forgives us. And our Savior still brings to us encouraging words, even if we live in a world that is filled with discouraging messages. So yes, as Christians, we should be careful about what we say and do, but we also realize we have a Savior who loves us, forgives us, and restores us. Thanks be to God. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.